This is Here and Now. Our next two conversations are going to focus on futuristic threats, starting with something President Trump's been talking about lately.
My new national strategy for space recognizes that space is a warfighting domain, just like the land, air, and sea. We may even have a space force.
The concept of a space force goes back all the way to the beginning of the Cold War in 1947. The George W. Bush administration even floated the idea in the early 2000s. Terry Virt's been thinking about it, too. He's a former commander of the International Space Station and a 30-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Terry, welcome. And you said the Air Force and the Army already have space commands that should be consolidated into a single space force. So let's start there. What kind of work is the U.S. military already doing in space?
First of all, is launching and recovering things from space. That's a big part of it. There are different types of satellites that we operate, GPS, weather and communication being some of the biggest ones. Also, there's reconnaissance satellites that we have. A big part of what Space Command does is called space situational awareness. They track objects in space and keep track of what other countries are doing in space. There's a lot of what happens in space that it directly affects combat operations in the Army or Air Force or Navy.
You know, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, what does warfare in space look like?
Well, that's a good question. And this is not – another important point to make is that this is not advocating for somehow militarizing space. That happened 50 years ago, right? That ship has sailed. Every nation on Earth that has a significant military has some space component to it. What I'm advocating for is really making it more efficient and a more effective way to organize the military. But in the future, one of the aspects of space that the U.S. is very interested in is being able to protect and sustain our satellites in the event that the enemy might choose to try and shoot them down. In 2007, our Chinese friends had an anti-satellite weapon demonstration, and they blew up a satellite in orbit. Unfortunately, it was about the same altitude as the International Space Station. So years later, when I was commander of the station, debris from that satellite destruction that the Chinese did was still floating up there, and we actually had to maneuver the station to avoid that. And so being able to have persistent and survivable space assets is a big part of what a Space Force would do.
How would the Space Force have intervened in a situation like that?
Well, I mean, we had Air Force Space Command. We had the Navy space component. We had the Army. So, I mean, at the time, there was a U.S. response where we demonstrated an anti-satellite weapon, but we did it at a very low-altitude satellite that came back and burned up in the Earth immediately. We didn't leave the debris up there in orbit for years. That was not a case of, you know, an aggressive action. That was just the case of, I think, flexing the muscles a little bit. Unfortunately, the problem was the debris is still in orbit years and years later.
Yeah. You've mentioned this idea that this race has already started. Major countries are already operating in space. The debate is almost moot in that way. But there are people who are very critical of the U.S. military presence on Earth. You know, we have service members dying in Iraq and Afghanistan, in Africa. I mean, what would you say to critics who don't want to see the military spreading its footprint any further?
Well, again, you yourself said it. The space is already a part of our military. To somehow remove all military satellites from space, I don't think is realistic. It would certainly really hurt our forces down here on the ground. So that's not something that's going to happen. I think the debate that we're having right now is not about increasing somehow weaponizing further space. It's about really the best way to organize our forces. I think having Space Command as part of the Air Force, in my mind, is kind of like having the infantry be a subcommand of the Navy.
How quickly would it take to get a Space Force operating?
Well, it would be a government operation, so it would not happen overnight. The Air Force became the Air Force in 1947, 2 years after the end of World War II. I would imagine it would be maybe a two-year type of transition. You know, the time is as good now as ever.
Terry Virts is a former commander of the International Space Station, a retired U.S. Air Force pilot, and an advocate to create a space force in the military. Terry, thanks so much.
Thank you.